Hello everyone and welcome to Design Your Life channel. This is your host Dennis. Our goal and our hope is to inspire you to live your full life in Christ through coaching, through content, and through community. We want you to become better leaders in the home, in your workplace, and in the greater community where you are in. We are excited because we're dishing out a lot of content for you to consume so that you may better grow in where God has placed you. I want you to live a purposeful life this year. So God bless you and enjoy this episode.
One of my favorite TV series before, okay, is 24. Okay, ewan ko kung sino nanood na ng 24 dito. Right? Pinanood ko yan ng mga tatlong araw na buong. Hindi, lang. Okay, but it's intense, it's stressful, and it's a different kind of series. I don't actually recommend you watching it already kasi lalo na sa mga buntis, hindi pwede, mababangungot kayo, ano? Or 3 months pa lang lalabas na yung baby nyo pag pinanood nyo to. 24 is a story about Jack Bauer who, for 24 hours, finisher yung 24 hours niya na may intense action, may terrorism, may mga bombs, ganyan. And so, all throughout the series, sobrang high stress level. Walang pahinga si Jack Bauer, dito natutulog. Para tong Superman, Chuck Norris, Arnold Schwarzenegger, pinagdikit mo. Right? Sobrang niyang stress kasi napansin ko, no, through the 24 series, never siya nag-CR. Yun pala, parang, kaya nga nung after 7 series, sabi ko, 7 ano, seasons, alam ko na ba't ganyan boses niya, hindi nag-CR to eh. Parang lagi may laman yung tiyan niya, no, na dapat ilabas. Kasi hindi umiihi to. Hindi niya kailangan. Ewan ko kung kailangan niya o hindi. But then, this guy epitomizes our culture today. Always on the go. Always working. Ang bilis parang lagi. Kaya pag nanonood ka ng 24, patapos na bitin, kailangan mo panoorin yung episode 2. Tapos mamaya 3, tapos 4. Mamaya hindi ka na nakatulog. Tapos sa office, may eye bags ka na, di ba? Tapos punta ka pang kubeta para panoorin ulit. Dahil nabibitin ka eh. Kasi walang pahinga to. As in, dire-direcho, bam, 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 bam. Actually, Tammy was watching this when we had our first baby and three nights straight, nightmares. As in, she's being chased. Intense. Alright, at hindi kasi nga hindi nagpapahinga. Marami sa atin dito, ganyan yung buhay natin, no? Hindi tayo nagpapahinga. We're overworked, we're tired, we're workaholics. We find our strength, our identity in our work and we never rest. We never had that downtime. And you know the reason why? Because we're being told that we need more stuff. Kailangan may ganito ka, dapat may ganyan ka kasi kung hindi ka nagtrabaho, hindi mo makukuha yung TV mo. Yeah. Dati na uso yung LCD TV, bumili ka, mahal-mahal pa, di ba? Laki-laki, mahal. Tapos 2 years to pay, after 2 years, LED na. No? So kailangan mo na naman magbago, no? So 2 years to pay na naman, mamaya, ano na, ano ba yung curved TV, di ba? Parang paiba-iba yung iPhone mo, di ba? Hinuhulog-hulugan mo, iPhone 4, mamaya, after 2 years, 6 na nga eh. Di ba? Parang ha, di ba? Nag-skip, di ba? So, yung, wala kang pera, di ba? You keep on working because in our minds, here's what we think. If I don't work, less income. Less time in work, sayang yung client call. Di ba? Alam ko, church ngayon, pero excuse lang, pastor, naku, importante ata ito, milyon ata ito, di ba? And there's that need to always go and do work and not rest. And what happens? We're burned out. We're tired. Okay, we're always stressed, always galit, taas ng temper mo, health mo. Okay? Apektado, bakit? You never rest. Okay? Now, for those of you naman who loves to rest 6 days a week, okay, and you do 1 day work, tamaan din sana kayo the last 3 weeks, no? Pag hindi nyo napakinggan, pwedeng i-download nyo. It's for your betterment. It's for the betterment of our nation and our country, okay? So please, do work, right? Again, this is not just Chinese culture. This is culture everywhere. Less time equals less money, okay? So, dapat magtrabaho. Kasi kung ako, nagsara ako ng tindahan o na Sunday, naku, sayang yung benta. Pag Sunday, hindi ako magka-client ko, sayang din. Di ba? So, lagi mong iniisip, laging nakabukas yung phone mo. Dapat laging naka-notify ka kung may papasok o hindi. Because, uneasy ka eh. Kasi gusto mo pa more. And if you ask, why are you doing that? Why are you trying to work yourself to death? And why are you overwork? Okay? We need more of downtime. Sabi nga ni Lord, 7 days naman yan eh, 1 day lang naman eh. I'm commanding you for your well-being, out of my love for you, to go and take a Sabbath. to take a rest. In Proverbs 23:4, it says, "Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Have the wisdom to show what? Restraint." Ano ibig sabihin yan? Diba? We've been talking about sa Proverbs, it's a book of wisdom about work. And it is also wise to actually take a rest and not wear yourself out to get rich. Okay? So kung nandito ka ngayon, ganun yung ano mo, pattern mo, ganun yung schedule mo, laging puno, and you're wearing yourself out to get rich. Okay? The Bible says, have the wisdom to show restraint. Pahinga ka rin, tao ka lang din. Okay? You need to rest. Even God rested. Even if he doesn't need to rest, he actually rested to show to us a pattern that all of us would get tired if we don't rest. Okay? Don't wear yourself out. Okay? Ask yourself, am I wearing myself out? Tingnan nyo yung itsura nyo sa salamin. 25 ka lang, mukha ka ng 35. Hindi dahil hindi ka naliligo, but you're overworked. It's just you're always tired. You're always stressed out. Ang bigat ng katawan mo. Di ba? Parang, pero trabaho ka pa rin na trabaho. Eh dahil nasanay ka na, you're so used to it, you feel guilty when you rest. Sino sa inyo dito, day off nyo, nagigilty kayo, day off nyo? Wala akong gagawin. Di ba parang, alam mo, masarap katrabaho yung mga ganun for, maybe for a short while. But long term, nako. Ano yan? Stressful kasama yan. Lagi dapat, ano, di ba parang hindi nagpapahinga. It gets into you also. Eh. You don't want that. You also want people who know how to rest, who knows when to stop. In Genesis 2, verse 2, it says, on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. Twice it was said, he had done. What is Genesis telling us? Pag binasa niyo yung creation, day one, sabi ni Lord, I created this and it was good. Tapos, day two, it was good. Day three, it was good. Day four, good. Day five, day six, God created me, it was very good. Right? God created us. It was very good. You know what God was actually communicating here? Every day, magtatrabaho, 6 days. But after my work time, I could actually slow down, stop, and say, it's good. Because tomorrow's another work day. Right? Have a mental picture of this. Right? And I, as much as possible, I try to do it. Workaholic din kasi ako. So, as much as possible, I try to do this, no? Yung pag dumating na ng, from, pag 6 o'clock na, sasara mo na eh. Ang dami pang ideas kasi tumatakbo sa isip mo, tapos gusto mo pa makipag-meeting. Sarap ka-meeting kasi sila li eh, dahil may siomay eh. So, parang ang dami pang pwedeng gawin, di ba? Si Alan, lalo na, bago si Alan, ang dami niyang gustong gawin. So, parang ang dami ideas, parang gusto mong kausapin, pero alam mo, 6 o'clock na, uwi na ako eh. So, parang kailangan may mental picture talaga na, Lord, yung tinawag mo sa akin ngayong araw, na trabaho. Sovereignly, I'm saying, it's done. I'm taking a rest. I'm going home. Right? Para wala ng trabaho pag uwi ng bahay. Kasi hindi ko madiscuss sa 2-year-old ko yung trabaho ko eh. No? So, I actually have to disengage from work so that when I go home, I spend time with the family. It's a hard discipline. Sobrang hirap. Hanggang ngayon, struggle nga ako na walang lap. Hindi ako magta-type ng preaching ko. Para... Okay, wag na. Okay, sa bahay na ako. I've got to disengage. Right? Why? Because sovereignly, Lord, tapos na. Okay na to. Tomorrow again, I'll be back with the same face, same people, with the same ideas, and we can actually talk about it the next day. Right? And then after that, pag 5, 6 o'clock na, oops! Sovereignly, God, I've done everything you've called me to do today. Tomorrow is going to be another work day. It is good. Alright? So, kaya ganun yan. On the sixth day, di ba? Tapos na yung buong linggo mo. Alright? Lord, natatapos ba trabaho? Hindi, no? Yung linggo lang natatapos, no? Kaya nga may trabaho pa rin tayo hanggang ngayon, eh. No? Hindi natatapos yung trabaho. It never stops. But at the end of the week, I say, God, thank you. Sovereignly, I've done whatever I can. And so, I take a rest. Ba't maraming tao nagtatrabaho pa rin pag Sabbath? Kasi, number one, they feel like hindi pa tapos. Okay? Yung for the week na tinawag sa kanila ni Lord. Pangalawa, dahil tamad sila, during the week, hinahabol nila on a Sabbath. Right? Now, Minsan, of course, there would be seasons in our life, and I understand that, na kailangan mo mag-overtime, pero dapat hindi siya pattern. Minsan lang yan. As in rare. Okay? Mga ano lang yan. 3 times a month. Di, okay. Di ba? Rare yan. Ibig sabihin, ni hindi once a month yan. Sometimes, it happens that way. Lalo yung mga may regular work hours. Ha? Okay? Now, kung wala kang regular work hours, you have to discipline yourself when to stop. And say, God, this is done for the day. It is good. Right? So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy because on it, God rested from all His work that He had done in creation. God was giving us a pattern. God can actually finish everything in a day. But He took 6 days and said, I'll rest on the seventh day for us to follow Him. He made it holy. God blessed to make our Sabbath day holy. Holy means sacred, separated. Okay? 6 days I do work. But on the seventh day, it's a sacred time for me to rest. I rest not in my work, but I rest in God. Okay? Hindi lang yan, nagre-rest ako sa trabaho ko, but I rest in God. Okay? So we need to have this. Kaya nga, Genesis, sinabi niya yan, second book of the Bible, Exodus. He now writes it on stone. Sabi niya, pakisabi, no? Commandment number 4. Okay? To keep the Sabbath day holy. And I want us to read this in Exodus 20, verse 8 to 11. I'll read it to you. It says, Exodus 28, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Okay? But on the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor son, nor daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them. But He rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. What is Exodus telling us if you look at the Ten Commandments? Very clear. Meron siyang 5 points dyan eh. Right? And we'll go through that today. Number one, He says, remember. You have to remember the Sabbath day. Remember means, ano ibig sabihin ng remember? Okay? When I remember the Sabbath day, I need to pencil this. I need to plan this out. Deliberate ako pagdating sa Sabbath ko. Scheduled siya. Sacred siya. I'm remembering my Sabbath. Dapat ang Sabbath may plano. Plinaplano ang Sabbath. What I'm saying is, I'm planning to rest. My downtime is my plan. It's a plan. Right? Sa mga mahilig magplano dito. Right? It's actually nice to plan that you need to rest. Right? Kasi minsan, nakakalimutan natin, especially if we're working, and there's so many deadlines, we actually forget this. That is actually Sabbath. Right? Lalo sa mga office na walang bintana, pumasok ka Monday, umalis ka Thursday, hindi mo alam. Di ba? Uy, Thursday na pala. Di ba? So, bakit? Kasi dapat nakakalendar yan eh. You really need to put, like for me, Monday is my Sabbath day. It means it should be sacred. I do no work on Sabbath day. Right? When somebody emails me, okay, I don't read the email of our Tuesday meeting. I don't. They expect me to read it. I don't read it. For the past 2 weeks, I never read it. I never read our Tuesdays. I go to the fourth floor meeting and we need to be prepared for that. I made a discipline. Tempted kaya pag tingin mo ng phone mo, agenda for Tuesday. Wala. Time ko to with my family. Time ko to with the Lord. Time ko to with my wife. I won't do it. I won't open it. And it's been a long time that I haven't opened emails on a Monday for Tuesday work. Why? It's my Sabbath. It's sacred time. Okay? So I need to remember it. I need to calendar it. Kasi pag hindi pinaplano, ano nangyari? Hindi siya special eh. Nalala ko early years in our marriage, lagi akong, pag magde-date kami, lagi ko lang sagot, ikaw, saan mo gusto? Ikaw? Ikaw? Wala kaming plano. In short, hindi siya ganun ka-special, walang plano. Hindi, parang come at me. And so, we need to make a discipline to actually plan it out or else, it will pass by na, okay lang, wag na, dito na lang tayo. Huwag na lang. Nood na lang tayo. No? Pero pag planado, maganda, di ba? Alam mo saan ka pupunta, magkano budget mo, it's plan. You have to remember. You have to pencil your Sabbath day. Secondly, it says, keep the Sabbath holy. What that means is, when you observe the Sabbath day, you need to have a Sabbath heart. Marami kasi, pagdating sa Sabbath, ang plano lang nila, tutulog ako, 14 hours. Okay? Hindi ganun ang Sabbath. Okay? Holy yan. Okay? Hindi lang yan. Ah, pe-Facebook. Pe-Facebook ako. Papanoorin ko lahat ng Dubs mas ni Yaya Dub. Diba? So, and that's your whole day. What happens? After 6 hours in the internet, 8 hours in the internet, what happens? Your body is what? Bigat, no? Parang hindi ka nagpahinga. Ah, kapagod naman ito. Diba? Tapos, kasi yun lang yung ginagawa mo. Oh, Sabbath is free day. Chicharon bulaklak, cheese curds ka. Kain ka lahat, junk food lahat, kasi Sabbath, free time ka to. Hindi masyadong, walang Sabbath heart. Monday ng gabi, sobra mong bloated, hindi ka makapasok ng Tuesday. Diba? Dahil nga, sobra kang lumamon nung Sunday pala sa inyo. No? Wala yung Sabbath, hindi nakuha yung spirit. Diba? Minsan ganito yung picture eh, diba? Walang Sabbath heart. Yeah. Sabbath kasi, lalo na for us, no, in our context. Remember, when it's your Sabbath, it's the only time with your family. Because tomorrow, you go back to work. Right? So, you have to maximize this. Kakalendar mo to. Sa Sabbath ako, I'll spend time with the Lord. I might get a book, read a book, longer than usual. Wake up a little early than the kids so that I could read my Bible and read the book. Enjoy my coffee na hindi, ano ba tawag dito? Napapaso ang dila ko. Okay, kasi kailangan ko nang umalis. I could actually relax. Okay? And then, we'll go out, we'll have lunch, and then go out with the kids, okay? Go to the mall, go to the park, or whatever. Di ba? Dapat ganun siya. It's holy, it's sacred. Yung mga binigay na relationship sa'yo ni Lord, importante yan, na Sabbath. You have to build on that. Kasi the next day, wala ka na ng bahay ng, dahil sa traffic ng 7 a.m., uwi ka na mga 6 to 7 also. Right? So, ibig sabihin, pag uwi mo, kakain na lang, konting usap, tapos natutulog na ulit. Right? So, I got to make use of this once a week. Okay? So, yung iba pa nga dito, twice a week kayo, di ba wala kayong trabaho Saturday, Sunday? May bonus pa. Right? To actually have time with my family, time for myself, okay? Maybe exercise or do something that would keep you active and energized for the week's work. Okay? Ang Sabbath kasi hindi yan, I'm so tired, I need to rest. Sabbath is, I rest so that I'm energized to do a week's work. Okay? Kasi pag ang mindset mo, pagod, pahinga, kulang yan. Kulang palagi yan. Kaya nga, when you rest, a Sabbath heart kasi is not just once a week, it's actually every day where I have downtime. Before I read this book, I won't say the title. Nice book, except for a chapter. There's a chapter on hustle. You have to hustle. Sobrang yaman na itong guy na to. Millionaire in the States. Talks about hustling. And it's actually a nice principle to hustle at work. To work hard. Pero sa kanya, ibang klase yung hustle niya. Hindi na natutulog. Okay? Magtatrabaho na umaga, go home, have dinner, talk to the wife, kiss the kids, tuck them to bed, and go online and do his business. Up to 3-4 a.m. And then go to work again by 9. And so he was doing this. One of my friend actually followed the advice. He became so overweight, high blood pressure, but he became rich. Now he has all the money to pay the hospital, right? Kasi hindi nagpapahinga eh. Diba? Walang balance. Another book, si yung 4-hour work week, best-selling book. Teaches us how to sleep only 3-4 hours a day. Okay? Hindi pa to 4 hours straight, ha? Intervals. Tuturuan kanya na pagkapikit mo, naka-deep sleep ka agad. Yeah. So, sinubukan ko yan eh. At least mga 3 days, pikit. Umaga na. Okay? Hindi nagwo-work sa akin. Hindi ko kaya. 20-30 minutes sleep lang, tapos, pero deep sleep siya. So, sabi yan, so total mo, mga 2-3-4 hours of deep sleep. I couldn't even do it. Why? Our body wasn't designed that way. Kaya makita mo ang, you see the day and night? Night is dark. Why? Because we are called to sleep. It's night time. You sleep. Right? People sometimes wake up 4 a.m. wala pang sun to exercise. That's not God's design. It's dark. You can't see anything. Right? You do it when the sun rises. So, the same way. Alright? Sinasabi ni Lord, kaya gabi, gusto ko matulog ka. Sabi nila, di ba, yung deep sleep happens from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pagtulog ka dyan, ang energize mo for the whole day's work. Why? God designed us that way. Gusto niya, energize tayo for the day's work. Right? But what happens? Pinupuyat natin sarili natin. Need to do more work. So now you don't give your best when it comes to your work. Bakit? Bangag ka, kailangan mo ng tatlong kape, may Red Bull ka pa on the side, di ba? Para lang magising sa trabaho. So, you've got to make it holy, it's sacred. Plan your rest. Okay? But please, now, on the other side, maraming tao, pagdating sa bakasyon and their rest, sobrang rigid din. May kilala ba kayong ganun? Nagbabakasyon, may agenda. By 30 minutes, di ba? Dati kasi ganun kami. Parang, ewan ko kung Chinese ba o no, kasi nagbayad tayo, dapat sulit to. Hong Kong, di ba? Hong Kong, Hong Kong. Lakad ka lang ng lakad, di ba? Tapos, pag-uwi mo ng bayad, pagod ako. Hindi ka nagbakasyon. Hindi ka talaga nagbakasyon. So, 7 a.m., gising lang, ganun, breakfast, ganito, dapat mabilis yung breakfast, di ba? Lalo na pag nagtutur ka, di ba? Buffet pa lang. We have to go. Kaya nga ako nagbubuffet, di ba? Para hindi ganun ka-rigid. Natutunan lang ako, si Pastor Larry, sobrang laking impartation pagdating sa vacation. I've learned how to now have downtime. Because before, it was so rigid. Then I saw Larry and his family. They could wake up at around 8, 9, 10 a.m. Doesn't matter. There's no agenda. So, Larry, anong gagawin natin? Magbabakasyon. Oh, so ano schedule? Bakasyon. Una, hindi ko mag-gets. Tapos, nung nakita ko ginagawa niya, sinubukan namin. Sarap pala. Yung walang schedule, yung schedule mo, magpapahinga ka lang talaga and be with the Lord. Gising ka 8, okay lang. May kape ka. Labas ka sa garden, sa may subik. Kausap mo yung mga ibon. Hi, bird. Di ba? Ang sarap na nakakapagpahinga ng ganun eh. Hindi yung parang sobrang... So we've learned that. Yeah, and it's a big help for us. Huh? I'm telling you, it changed how we do vacations now. It's no longer scheduled, di ba? It's scheduled loosely, okay? It's not rigid. Okay? Siyempre, gusto mo rin naman may gawin. Sayang naman, parang nag-hotel lang tayo, nag-ibang bansa pa tayo, di ba? So, pero lalabas ka, you stroll, you can walk, holding hands, may pasway-sway, kaya. Di ba, hindi naman madali, mas masarap. Why? I'm able now to appreciate not everything needs to be scheduled on my Sabbath. Right? But it's rather a big chance. Have I spent time with God? Have I spent time with my family? Have I spent time re-energizing myself for the weeks up ahead? Okay? Next, sabi niya, 6 days work, 1 day rest. Tandaan mo, rest is more. If you rest, you actually become more productive. Because I'm well rested. Okay? Work will always be there. Okay? Pwede pakisabi yan. Magandang reminder, no? Work will always be there. Okay? So what that means is, Sabbath is sacred, I need it, because work will always be there. It will never stop. Okay? So I just need to rest. I need to learn now how to stop and trust God even on my Sabbath day. Exodus 28, di ba? Ano sabi niya? But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it, you shall not do any work. Okay? Nor you, your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, your livestock, or the sojourner, or the foreigner who is in your gates. What is this saying? Sabi ni Lord, hindi lang ikaw yung may karapatang magpahinga, ha? Everyone around you also needs to rest. And then he specifies, anak mo, kailangan magpahinga yan. Yeah? Minsan kasi, yung pagka-workaholic natin at saka overachiever natin because we put our identity on our work, we pass it on to our kids. Side note lang ha. Some of our kids, they're overworked. Sobra. Parang grade 3 pa lang pwede na mag-college. Sa schedule niya, tindi ng schedule, di ba? 8 hours na sa school, pag-uwi, may tutor pa. Di ba? Yung tutor, hindi lang 1 hour ha. 3-4 hours. Kaya pagdating ng grade 4, grade 5, sinusuka na, ayoko na mag-aaral. Bakit? Pinasa mo yung ethic mo na gano'n na masyado kang overwork sa mga anak mo. Bata din yan, dapat nag-i-enjoy din yan. Dapat lumalabas din yan. Diba? Diba pag uwi natin ng bahay, sometimes we go home, we're tired. What happens? Oh, don't talk to me first. Ha? So, tusan mo sila. Eh, galing din school yan eh. Pagod din yan eh. Tulad mo. Diba? Parang feeling mo, ikaw lang ang may deserve. You deserve to rest. They don't deserve to rest. Not only your kids or your wife. Even if you are a boss. Ah, ako, kailangan ko ng Sabbath talaga. But your workers, they're not resting. They're overworked. You're not giving them Sabbath. When I say Sabbath, please, I'm not saying it should be Sunday. But I hope there's a day of rest for all the people working under you if you're a boss or you're a manager. Pinapahinga mo yan. na hindi mo sinasagad yan. Minsan pa, we try to actually lie to ourselves. Hindi, kailangan nila ng income eh. Kaya pinapatrabaho ko 7 days a week. That's why they don't last long. Why? They're not rested. They need to also rest. Not just you. Okay? Are your people overworked? Yeah, we would always tell our... Yeah, we'll always... Lee, you're not. Okay, lang lang. But, you know, we try to build a culture in our staff here that, hey, by 6 or 7, that's too much. If you come here at 9, you leave max 6. Okay? 9 to 6. Go home. You have a wife. You have kids. Go home. Even singles, you go home. Tomorrow, we can work again. Let's just trust in the sovereignty of God. Right? That work is done for the day. You can actually go home. Yeah? Hindi naman gumiba yung simbahan, di ba, with that culture. Right? We try to be out 2 nights a week. Okay? We don't try to be in all the activities of the church. Why? Because we also have our own life. We need to rest. Kaya happy ako. I heard someone actually talk to someone. Sabi niya, alam mo yung mga pastors dito sa Victorino, parang masayahin sila. Bakit? Hindi kami pagod eh. Kung pagod man kami, season siya, hindi siya yung pattern. It's not like the whole year round, we're so overworked. We're not. We need to know how to stop and rest and have time with our family and our kids. That's why Monday, we don't do ministry. Okay? It's sacred. It's holy. Okay? Kasi, if we do work on Monday, what happens? We're disobeying who? God. Okay? You text us, we don't text back. You get offended. It's okay, rather than I offend God. Because Tuesday, I'm back to work. You see? So, dapat ganun din sa inyo. When it comes to your work, you plan your Sabbath, no client calls, no business. It's just my time with my wife, my kids, my family, my friends, and we're able to have that downtime. So, God blessed the seventh day and made it holy because on it, God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. What does it mean when God blesses a day? When God blesses a day, he blesses the day of a time wherein the blessing of God is there. So sabi niya, ang Sabbath, bless yan. So ang taong nagsasabbath, bless yan. Okay? What that means is, I'm your God. Don't worry. I'm asking you to rest. I'm in charge. I'm sovereign. You can rest. You don't need to work to your death. I'll give you time to rest. Why? I'm blessing that day. Okay? And when God blesses that day, everything is rich with blessings on that day. Ibig sabihin, nung Monday, since nag-preach ako sa Olonga po, nagsubik kami on a Monday, at nagpahinga kami, right? May nagyati kami, Randall, yung friend mo, pinahiram sa amin for free. So nagyati kami. It's rest. Sarap na, parang, wow, hindi ko afford to. But God bless me to experience this. Right? Without any pay.
Good.
Yeah. Di ba? Parang, wow, sarap ah. Okay to ah. Di ba? And then, you know, just bringing the kids to the zoo, seeing how they're laughing. Were we tired after? Yes, but we're blessed. Okay? I could actually go to work on Tuesday. Not really that tired. Okay? Because, sarap na feeling eh. Nakita mo mga anak mo, nag-smile, tinitingnan nila yung tiger, di ba? It's just fun, and we're able to do things as a family, and we're rested. Why? God blessed that day. We're rich in blessings that day. A good example is the manna and the quail. Di ba yung Israelites going to the promised land? Sabi ni Lord, command niya, everyone should observe the Sabbath day. So on a Friday, I will give you double portion. Uulan ng mas maraming manna at quail. Okay? On Friday so that you don't need to gather on a Saturday. So pagdating ng Friday, gulat yung mga Israelites. Daming manna, daming quail. So sabi ni Lord, just get all you want for 2 days. So they got all of them. Oh, dami ah. Double ano? Double yung sales ko ngayon. Double, nako, na-reach ko yung quota ko in 1 day. What usually takes 2 days, now I'm able to do in 1 day. Why? God provided. What happened the next day, Sabbath? On the seventh day, some of the people went out to gather, but they found none. May mga lumabas sa kampo. Alam mo sino lumabas? Mga Chinese. Hindi, okay, so, nagbalak pa magbukas ng tindahan eh. Wala na nga, di ba? Walang benta nga on that day. But then, some were trying, baka makakuha pa, no? Ano sabi ni Lord? Ganda ng reaction nila, sabi ni Lord. And the Lord said to Moses, how long will you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? Sa Tagalog, ba't ang kulit-kulit niyo? Pahinga nga kayo. It's for your betterment. You'll thank me for this command that you need to rest. Yeah. Gagalit ka ba pag yung teacher mo sabihin, mag-rest ka, palautos ka. Hindi, thank you ah, pinapapahinga mo ako. And this is the God that we worship. He loves His people to rest at least once a week. Take a rest. Don't be so hard-headed. Don't you think God can provide in one snap of a finger if you just know how to rest? How come people keep on working even if it's Sabbath? Because they're trusting in themselves, not on God. They're doubting God's provision. They're doubting God's love. That's why they can never rest. That's why they die early. They're stressed. They're tired. They're burned out. Kaya sabi nga ni Lord, take a rest. Ang Sabbath, you need to be happy with Sabbath. Okay? Sabbath kasi is saying, it's God saying, let my people, the one created in my image, stop every 7 days and celebrate with me the fact that I'm the creator who has done all this. What you're experiencing now, what you have now, I did it for you. Right? Let him stop working and focus on me that I am the source of all that he has. But if you look to your business and your career as your source, what happens? You'll be overworked. You'll never know when to stop. Right? Chinky was one time, nung nasa business pa siya, overworked. Chinky is one of the most hardworking people that I know, who before, literally, would get sick if he rests. Right? Nagkakasakit, parang nilalagnat yung feeling dahil nasa bahay lang siya. Hindi niya kaya. He needs to move. He needs to do something. So one time, he was talking with Pastor Steve, and Chinky was telling his schedule. Pastor Steve, being the wise, simple guy that he is, just asked Chinky one question. Na hanggang ngayon, I still hear Chinky say in almost all of his talks, he asked Chinky this, Chinky, how much is enough? Napaisip siya. Ano? How much is enough? If you get addicted to work, it will never be enough. Why? Sa sobrang dami mong ideas, sa sobrang daming perang pwedeng pagkakitaan sa mundo, hindi hinto yan. But you have to ask yourself, how much is enough? How come you can't stop? Because you think it's never enough. Ask yourself that, how much is enough for you? Deuteronomy 5:15. You should remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Who delivered us? God. And so God was saying, reminding us, you are where you are today, it's because of me. Take a rest. Keep the Sabbath day. I love you so much. Keep the Sabbath day. I want to show you this video. Okay, it's a 3-minute video of a company in the States, run by Christians. Okay, it's a $2.5 billion industry today. It's called Hobby Lobby. Okay, I don't know if you know that store. It's run by Christians. They chose to close down their stores every Sunday. You know how much money they lose every Sunday? $100 million. A week. Not annually, a week. But they chose to close on a Sunday because everybody needs to rest. And I want us to watch this video.
I don't know that my mother and father, being ministers, really understood that we all have a calling on our lives. And as a result of that, after I got into retail, I really felt like I was a second-class citizen and a second-class Christian. And it took me some time to learn that, you know, God had a purpose for my life as well as any of my brothers and sisters, which all five went into the traditional pastor, pastor's wife, evangelist. But over the years, God has blessed us and we have continued to add stores. And we're at the point this year where our sales are going to be $2.5 billion. And God has blessed us to be a very profitable company. Every day there's decisions around here that has to do with, is this what Christ would have us to do? And so we try to ask those questions. There's many times that God tests us in terms of dollars and cents. Like when he was dealing with us on opening on Sunday, we said, you know, this is what God would have us to do. At that time, we were doing $100 million on Sunday. Not that we've always made the right decisions, but hopefully that we are very sensitive to finding out what Christ would have us to do in our business.
We don't set our our Christianity on the shelf when we come to work. It is a part of our work. I think it should have an influence on every decision. Because as a Christian, that means that we are following Christ. That means that every decision that we make should be guided and directed by Christ that lives within us.
I feel like the Lord has put these 20,000 employees in our charge, and He spoke to me about that at one time, and I thought at the time it meant only their spiritual. I think He also meant in terms of their financial needs, and so we felt like that we needed to do all we could do and step up above what's required of us. What is required of us is $7.25 an hour minimum wage, but the last couple of years we have raised the minimum wage to our full-time employees. Now is at $12, and because we have taken care of our employees, they have taken care of us. It has been a good relationship.
I walked into one of our break rooms recently. One of the housekeepers was standing there. So I called her by name. I said, "How are you this morning?" She said, "I'm just wonderful." She said, "I clean restrooms and I clean floors to help David Green get the gospel spread worldwide." It doesn't matter who fills what position out here. There's that heart to please God in everything that is said and done.
This business has been blessed by God. He has given the family the skills and the ability, the opportunity, the time, the ideas. All of these have come in one way or the other from God. And so for us to lay claim to any of that would be wrong on our part. That helps us have the right perspective and understanding and not feel like that it's ours to do whatever we want to with.
All right. Galing, no? God can actually make it happen for you. Just ask the question, how much is enough? Right? Next is, "Lord, you commanded me to rest." It means you want me to become better, right? You want me to be fully engaged in work as a rested man so that I could go to work and give my best. I want to end with this in Isaiah 58, verse 13. It says, "If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him not doing your own ways, not working, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord." Right? Verse 14. "Then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Ano sabi ni Lord? "If you make Sabbath a delight, Lord, thank you for Sabbath. Thank you, Lord, that on a Sunday I could rest. I could go to church, be with my family, have lunch with them, take time to be with the Lord, read a good book, just take a rest. Right? And just be with the people that I love. People that you've given to me. Right? To be with friends, to hang out with friends. Right? Lord, sarap. Lord, I take delight in that. I find my rest in you." Right? Sabbath, again, is a day to be with God. It's a day to be with God's blessings. The people around you, relationships that matters. Ito yung mga kailangan yung binibid, especially on a Sabbath day. Ano sabi ni Lord sa Matthew 11:28? "Come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden and heavy burdened, and I will give you" what? Rest. Jesus invites us. He commands us. He invites us. He tells us, "You're tired. You're weary. You're overworked. Come. I can give you rest." Don't look to your work as the one who gives you your identity, as the one who would be your provider. It's not. God is. And God says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Sabi nga nilang pag-ibig daw ni Lord, parang taho. Mabigat man, pagsisigawan pa rin niya. Yeah. You know, some of the things that you have, okay, bigat, no? Sabi nyo, "Bigay mo sa akin, mahal kita eh. Buhatin pa kita on a Sabbath day. Yeah. I'll carry you, not just your burdens, but you, because you need time to rest. Stop running. Stop working. Just be with me and be in my presence."
Thank you so much for those of you who watched this episode or listened to this episode on Spotify. If you are in YouTube, please like and subscribe to our channel. There will be more contents like this coming out on a regular basis. For those of you in Spotify, we'd also like for you to subscribe and give a good rating in our podcast. This would help spread the word so that your family, your friends can live a purposeful life this year. God bless you guys.